Really, Akeem Jordan's the only one we need to talk about. He's healthy and he's ready to go, so he'll practice today and he'll be in the starting position there, so at the Will linebacker spot. And we'll just see how he does. But it looks like he's ready to go. We look forward to the challenge of playing the Lions. We know what kind of football team they are. Their record doesn't speak for the caliber of football team they are. We understand that, so we're going to prepare ourselves to play a heck of a football team and a good football game.
Time yours. When you see the Lions, what's different about them from last year that has gotten them off to a slow start, if anything?
Well, the other teams have scored some points, but they're still an explosive offense and a very explosive, fast defense. But they're moving people around a little bit, and they've had a significant injury at safety. That looks like he'll play this week and Delma, so they'll be back to full force. Huh?
What do you think of Calvin Johnson, Coach? I mean, you've seen a lot of receivers in this league, you know.
When they give you a nickname Megatron, that means you're pretty good. Yeah, he's a good player, real good player.
Are you ready to see your team get away from these close games and put someone away?
Yeah, listen, we're just into winning. I don't care about how many points. That's what you want to do. And so, if it's by 1 point or how many, that's all you want to do. Again, we got to make sure we focus in on our job and get better at what we're doing, and that's what we'll do starting today.
Andy, other than the turnovers, why do you think this offense has struggled so much in averaging 16 points a game?
Well, you've seen the turnovers have cost you in scoring positions. This wasn't the first one here this past week, so we've got to make sure that when you have opportunities. Remember, we only had 8 possessions in that game. You got to make every one of them right. That's how you go about doing your job. And so it's not good enough to punt 3 times in the first half and have 2 turnovers. That's not good enough. You're not going to score a lot of points doing that. And so we've got to get better there. Everybody's got to do their job better, including the coaches.
When you look at the turnovers, is there any sort of common thread? Is it one thing that you have to fix, or is it multiple?
Well, really, this past week it was just hanging on the football, so we've got to make sure we do that.
And you made another roster move yesterday, I guess. How do you feel it's going to impact special teams, and what do you think?
Well, we'll see. Not only do we need to do a better job coaching, but we also need to do a better job playing. So I'm going to try to bring in guys until we get it right that can impact you on special teams. So we'll give this kid a shot and see how he does.
And in terms of running the ball, coverage, more opportunities, a guy like Bryce Brown or Stanley Avila, would that help alleviate, and more of an emphasis on the run, would that help alleviate some of the turnover problems and keep more of that balance in there?
No, I don't. Not in the case of Sundays, no. I thought we had pretty good balance there. We were pretty effective, when we were hanging on the ball. So
Stafford had one of the great years last year. What do you see out of him?
He's a great player. He's got a quick release. He can throw from all different angles with his arm, with accuracy. He's got good players around him. So he's one of the top quarterbacks in this league. And they're one of the top offenses in this league.
In those first 4 games, what kind of coverages did Johnson see?
Well, he saw a variety. Mm-hmm. But normally people are looking to cover him up with a couple people. I mean, he's earn that respect, that's what teams have done. That doesn't mean that's what you have to do, but that's what teams have tried to do against him, and that's been going on for not this year, but for the last few. They still find ways to obviously get him open and get him the football.
You still have the option
to try to avoid the double coverage in that situation.
They move him all over. They do. They move in the middle of trips, inside of trips. They move him inside on the double wing side. So he's been. They try to get him exposed as much as possible.
Do you still have the option to move Nnamdi into the slot when you go in the nickel?
Yeah, if we need to, yeah, we can do that.
Mm-hmm. Would this be a perfect example? I mean, a perfect opportunity going up against a guy like Calvin.
Yeah, we'll see.
Moves into the slot a lot.
We'll see. We'll just see how it goes, but that's not necessarily the way it goes. Why are you looking at me like that? You're killing me. You got that grin on your face.
Like, Andy, when you take everything into consideration, a lack of possessions, turnovers, is 40% success rate on third down acceptable?
No, you need more turnovers. Listen, I mean, that's what we're shooting for. Our guys know that. And you want to accumulate as many as you possibly can, and you want to give up as few as you can. So we've got to do a better job. That's one of the areas we need to do better.
Andy Boykin and Kendricks looked like they both struggled at times on Sunday. Do you worry about, you're asking a lot of rookies, do you worry about them hitting that wall a little bit and teams finding the book on them?
Yeah, listen, I think they'll continue to improve. I said that right from the get-go. When you play rookies, that's what happens. You have a blip in the screen here and there. So you just got to, they'll get better, and they'll keep working at it. And 90% of the time they're doing a heck of a job. And every once in a while they're going to have a mess up, and then you know, that's all part of being young and learning the game here. So.
You said that the defensive ends were getting chipped on Sunday a decent amount by the Steelers, so that would leave the middle guys to have a little more one-on-ones, but it didn't seem like they got the necessary push up the middle.
They were getting four hands on those guys, so they end up, because of the numbers they were keeping in, they were able to get double-teamed inside and put pressure on the inside guys for about half the time.
Okay.
So that's...
Are you doing anything specific with Michael? Does he need to hold the ball differently? Does he have to change?
Well, he does for those three times on Sunday. He did, but he'll get that worked out.
Have you seen that in the past? Like guys who have fumbled quite a bit, like have they been able to change?
They've been able to fix it. Yeah, he'll fix it. I mean, he'll get it taken care of.
Mike's numbers against the blitz have improved throughout the course of the season. How has he gotten better against it?
Well, you saw it in this past game. So, excuse me. they blitzed us on a couple of those long drives that we had. Zero blitz in a couple cases where they brought everybody and that they could bring with it. You know, still covering the guys that were eligible there. So, he did well against us. Yeah.
You were saying about how defenses play soft and the safeties take deep drops. Does that force you to kind of transition your offense into more of a ball control type of a situation? And can you do it?
Well, you can see we can do both. Yeah, we can do both. You saw it in the second half of that game where, when you come out of the fourth quarter with each team only having one possession. I mean, ours was an extended possession. Really, the two drives were that we scored on. And so we're capable of doing that. And if teams want to play you deep, then you use your short intermediate game and you run the football and do the things that you need to do there. If they want to play up, then take advantage of that.
One of the issues that Detroit has had, there's been some coverage, punt return, kickoff return. They got burned for a couple of long plays. Mm-hmm. That really hurt them.
Yep.
Does that put an opportunity for you guys to maybe exploit some of that this week?
Well, that hasn't been one of our strengths. We need to get better at that. And so that's what we're working on. And we got to fix us first and then go from there. But we're working on that.
Andy, this is an offense that typically has started fast, only 7 first-quarter points so far this season. Is turnovers, the main – I know that's probably the main reason, but is there anything else, too?
Well, that's really what you've seen in the starts, in particular this past week, although we had an opportunity in that first drive on a slant route to Jeremy that was a little bit high. So we just, we've got to take advantage of what's given to us and make sure that we get the right calls in, make sure that we're doing our job as coaches and that we're executing. And that's what it comes down to, really.
Andy, is the team the starting weak side linebacker assuming health?
Yes.
And then who will be behind him?
We'll see. We'll see how that goes. We got a variety of choices there because all those guys play all the positions. So depend on the situation.
Will Demetrius Bell remain at left tackle this week?
Demetrius will, yes.
As far as the return teams, again, is that something you're really trying to pound home to these guys, though, this week, that they have an opportunity to kind of bust out of the slump?
Yeah, we've been pounding that home. Yeah, that's we've got to get better. The players know it. Coaches know it. We've got to do it now. We've got to execute fundamentals and make sure we're putting the guys where they need to be to execute the returns that you're given. And we haven't done a good enough job there.
Do you think there's holes there for Boykin and Damaris to run through, or is it just the guys aren't giving them room to run?
Well, there have been a few fair catches in the punt game. And then the opportunities that we had, we probably could have done a better job in a lot of areas there. And then in the kickoff, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of room right there. We've got to make sure we do better a lot of special teams blocking and tackling, and how well you're going to do that in space, how you're going to get leverage on a player and then maintain that leverage. And we need to do a better job. We need to make sure that schematically we're designing it right so the guys have that opportunity to do it according to our ability. And it's a culmination of things, and we've got to get it right.
Is Alex's leg strength a concern to you at this point? Not a lot of touchbacks for him?
No, I'm not worried about it.
Andy, you guys are 2-0 at home this season so far. You got off to a great start there. Have you changed anything in the routine?
No. So it's been all the same. My hat goes off to the fans for the job that they've done. I mean, they've been unbelievable. I'd expect no different this week. This team can bring out a number of things offensively, one of which is no huddle if they need to. So, and noise is a benefit to us, well, no matter what they do. But noise helps, and our fans are the best at that. All right.